Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and thank you to the chair and to everyone else. I would like to make three proposals. More than 20 years has gone by, almost 22 really, since Durban. We must revisit some of the goals, and we must continue to breathe life into those that have not been met. If we listen to Afro-feminist voices, we have seen that we have insisted that the gender perspective that came with Durban must continue to be broadened. There's a matter that's very important as well for women of African descent, and this is safe delivery of children with respect on equal footing. And the respect for our traditional midwives is, and doulas as well. They're being attacked by alleged international protocols and national protocols that discredit their skills and know-how. The second proposal comes with the perception of what Afro-descendants is. There are different identities. It is not monolithic. There are many identities that we must include when we say Afro-descendants. We must also revisit this concept. And lastly, there are generations that are not aware of Durban. We must have a overarching program that addresses the Afro-descendant realities and the educational practices in different educational venues. And the new generations should understand through these programs what Durban means. And there must be materials generated through ICT that allows for access for these students to what was, is, and is the message of Durban for the Black youth. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.